Hundreds of Indiana doctors are coming to the defense of Dr. Caitlin Bernard, who was recently punished by a state licensing board for speaking publicly about providing an abortion to a 10-year-old rape victim. They're speaking out against that decision and warning it could have dangerous implications for public health. NPR's Sarah McCammon has the story.
In March of 2020, as hospitals everywhere were starting to see extremely sick patients, Dr. Ram Yaledi found himself leading a medical team that was caring for the first Indiana patient to die from COVID.
Thank you, Governor. It is not what I want to be talking about today, but I want to explain how real this is.
At a press conference alongside Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb, Yaledi, a cardiologist in Indianapolis, tried to warn the public that the coronavirus was real, it was in Indiana, and it was deadly.
This individual fits into the high-risk categories of being over age 60 and having health issues.
So Yaledi was alarmed when Indiana's medical licensing board found last week that Dr. Caitlin Bernard had violated patient privacy laws by speaking publicly about her unnamed patient. Last summer, days after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Bernard told the Indianapolis Star she'd provided an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim who'd had to cross state lines after Ohio banned abortion. Indiana's Republican Attorney General, Todd Rokita, expressed anger at Bernard after she spoke out about the case. Her employer, Indiana University Health, conducted its own review last year and found no privacy violations, but the licensing board took up the case after Rokita complained and voted to reprimand Bernard and fine her $3,000. In an open letter to the board written by Yaledi, more than 500 Indiana doctors say the decision sets a, quote, dangerous and chilling precedent.
I hate to say, I think this is completely political. I think the medical board could have decided not to take this case.
Indiana's medical licensing board has not responded to requests for comment. Another doctor who signed the letter, Anita Joshi, is a pediatrician in a small town called Crawfordsville.
I very often will say to a mom who is, for example, hesitant about giving their child a vaccine, well, you know, we have had a 10-year-old who's had mumps in this practice.
But now she worries she could get into trouble for those kinds of conversations. So does Bernard Richard, who practices family medicine outside Indianapolis. He says it's part of his job to educate the public just like Dr. Caitlin Bernard did.
Due to this incident, I had patients who said to me, I had no idea that someone could even get pregnant at the age of 10. You can easily see how that might be important when someone's making decisions about controversial issues such as abortion. This information matters.
An advocacy group for healthcare providers called the Good Trouble Coalition also condemned the licensing board's decision. In a statement, the group noted that the American Medical Association Code of Ethics says doctors should, quote, seek change when laws and policies are against their patients' best interests. Dr. Tracy Wilkinson, who teaches pediatrics at Indiana University School of Medicine, is a coalition member and a good friend of Dr. Bernard.
As a physician in Indiana, everybody is scared, everybody is upset, and everybody is wondering if they could be next.
Wilkinson also signed Yaledi's open letter, which asks Indiana's medical licensing board to reconsider its decision to punish Dr. Bernard. It's set to be published as a full-page ad in the Indianapolis Star on Sunday. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.